proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. Our next entry in the series about angels in the Bible deals with a specific figure known as the Angel of the Lord, a figure who appeared in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Bible scholars have disputed over the identity of the Angel of the Lord. They've raised two possibilities. Was the Angel of the Lord a high-ranking angel, similar perhaps to Gabriel or Michael? That is to say, an angel? Or was the Angel of the Lord simply another designation for the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ? The third chapter of Exodus contained the scene which supports the latter position. According to that narrative, quote, "The angel of the Lord appeared unto him," that is Moses. "The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush," unquote. Two verses later in that same chapter, the author of Exodus remarked that, quote, "God called to him out of the midst of the bush," unquote. The juxtaposition of the two sentences thereby equated the angel of the Lord with God. God asserted himself as the liberator of his people. The author of Psalm 70, for example, cried out to God as, quote, "my help and my deliverer," unquote. Yet, according to Psalm 34, quote, "the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them," unquote. Unless the reader identifies the angel of the Lord with God, the two statements seem to conflict with one another. There are other examples which place the angel of the Lord in settings whereby he exercised prerogatives that belonged exclusively to God. Take, for example, the scene depicted in the third chapter of Zechariah. When Satan accused the Jewish high priest Joshua, the angel of the Lord served as an arbiter between the two. Afterwards, the angel of the Lord spoke to the high priest in the name of, quote, "the Lord of hosts," unquote. Such an action would be presumptuous, to say the least, unless the angel of the Lord was really God. Yet other passages in the Bible appear to make a distinction between the angel of the Lord and God, many of which occurred in the New Testament. After Joseph fled to Egypt, an incident recorded in the second chapter of Matthew, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. On that occasion he told Joseph to, quote, "arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel," unquote. Since Jesus Christ had already been born and was an infant who accompanied Joseph and Mary in their flight to Egypt, the angel of the Lord in that portion of Scripture seemed to denote a different entity than Jesus Christ. Then we have the evidence given in Matthew chapter 28. Before the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Matthew recorded that, quote, "there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it," unquote. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, though, Jesus Christ himself was in the afterlife preaching to, quote, "the spirits in prison," unquote. Thus, Jesus Christ could not have simultaneously engaged in both activities, rolling back a stone from a tomb on earth and preaching in the spirit world. Nonetheless, the angel of the Lord possessed superhuman capabilities. He could single-handedly kill 185,000 soldiers, as recorded in Isaiah chapter 37. The angel of the Lord also came and freed the imprisoned apostles in Acts chapter 5, and broke Peter out of prison in Acts chapter 10, indication that the angel of the Lord possessed great power. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.